Byron's 10-Day AI Intelligence Briefing, week of June 3rd to 13th, 2026. Executive Summary. The frontier has cracked open. Anthropic's simultaneous release of Fable 5 and Mythos 5 is the single most consequential event of this cycle, not just because of capability gains, but because it triggered a governance crisis, a presidential executive order, and a public backlash that's reshaping how enterprises will procure and deploy enterprises to AI agents. Meanwhile, the agentic commerce stack is hardening fast. Microsoft Build, OpenAI's Codex sites, and AWS Agent Core are all converging on a world where agents don't just assist. They transact, deploy, and operate autonomously at scale. For Byron and OpenClaw, the window to establish protocol-level positioning in agentic infrastructure is open right now, but it's closing as the hyperscalers consolidate. Top insights. 1. Anthropic dropped Fable 5 and Mythos 5 simultaneously, and the industry is still absorbing the shockwave. Multiple sources, All In, Everyday AI, Big Technology, and the AI Policy Podcast, all converged on this as the defining event of the week. Fable 5 is the consumer-facing reasoning model. Mythos 5 is the one everyone's worried about. Palo Alto Network CEO Nikesh Arora told the All In hosts, quote, "Mythos is real," and framed it as a genuine cyber offense capability. Not theoretical, not benchmark theater. The backlash was immediate enough that the Trump administration fast-tracked a Mythos-inspired executive order on AI cybersecurity, titled something in the vein of Securing America's AI Infrastructure. Reps Obernolte and Trahan also dropped a draft federal framework the same week. The governance machinery is moving faster than it has at any prior moment in this cycle. 2. The enterprise agent problem is now officially a scale problem, not a capability problem. Oren Michaels, CEO of Barndoor AI, told Ion AI that enterprises are about to have a, quote, 100,000 agent problem, meaning the challenge isn't getting agents to work, it's managing fleets of them, with no established governance layer, no observability stack, and no clear ownership model. Glean's Rebecca Hines, speaking on the cognitive revolution, called this the hidden human labor of AI at work. Someone has to babysit the machine, and right now that cost is invisible. This maps directly to OpenClaw's positioning. The coordination and observability layer is the unsolved problem. 3. OpenAI's Codex and Codex sites are moving faster than expected as an agentic development platform. Nate B. Jones ran a detailed breakdown across two episodes this week, arguing that Codex represents a, quote, fundamental shift in computing, moving from prompting to dispatching. His framing, steer versus dispatch, is useful for Byron. Claude Code steers, you're in the loop. Codex dispatches, agents run asynchronously and return with results. Codex sites specifically targets the static file problem, letting agents deploy and update living web infrastructure. This is a competitive signal for anyone building agent frameworks. OpenAI is vertically integrating the development loop. 4. The IPO wave is real, and it matters for AI infrastructure investment. SpaceX priced at $1.77 trillion. Hard fork, pivot, big technology, and All In all covered it. Thomas Laffont of Goto called this a $4 trillion AI IPO wave. What's relevant for Byron isn't the IPOs themselves. It's that capital is rotating into AI infrastructure at a scale that will accelerate enterprise procurement cycles. Enterprises that were in pilot mode 6 months ago are being pushed by boards to show ROI. That pressure accelerates the demand for agent management platforms. 5. Apple's Siri overhaul at WWDC is a Trojan horse for agentic device integration. Multiple sources covered it. Siri AI and Apple Intelligence Refresh. The strategic read from Everyday AI and Big Technology is that Apple is attempting to become
the ambient agent layer for consumers, the interface through which AI agents get invoked in daily life. Meta's Alex Himmel made a parallel argument for smart glasses on Big Technology. The device layer is becoming an agent invocation surface, which has downstream implications for how payment protocols like X402 eventually reach end users. Theme breakdown. Agentic commerce and payments. The X402 protocol and AWS Bedrock Agent Core didn't get explicit episode-level coverage this cycle, but the surrounding context is building pressure toward them. Oren Michaels' 100,000 agent problem implicitly demands a payment and permissions layer. You can't run agent fleets without microtransaction infrastructure. The Microsoft Build Recap from Everyday AI highlighted autonomous copilot agents with expanded tool use and enterprise API access, which is the on-ramp to agentic commerce. Watch for Agent Core getting more explicit coverage next cycle as enterprises start stress testing it in production. Frontier models and capabilities. Fable 5 and Mythos 5 dominate. Fable 5 is being positioned as a direct competitor to GPT-5 and Gemini Ultra, with strong reasoning benchmarks. Mythos 5 is the dual-use concern, powerful enough that Anthropic's own release triggered regulatory response within days. Separately, Anthropic's Opus 4.8, which dropped May 28th, got a nuanced assessment from Nate B. Jones. It won his internal benchmark, but he wouldn't use it for everything. That's a useful calibration. Frontier isn't always fit for purpose. Google's new Live AI got a brief mention in Everyday AI's Friday roundup. The model race is no longer just about capability, it's about deployment context and governance overhead. Agent governance and safety. This is the hottest governance week since the EU AI Act passed. The Mythos 5 release forced the Trump administration's hand on the cybersecurity EO. The AI Policy Podcast went deep on the draft Obernolte-Trahan federal framework, which is worth Byron tracking closely. It includes provisions that could affect how agent frameworks log, audit, and report autonomous actions. Jeffrey Hinton's appearance on Big Technology added philosophical fuel. He now asserts AI models are conscious and that superintelligence is coming, and he's worried. That's not just a media moment. Hinton's credibility moves policy conversations. The judge layer concept Byron has been watching is directly relevant here. Enterprises will meet internal governance rails before federal ones are imposed externally. Enterprise AI adoption. Zendesk's Shashi Upadhyay told Ion AI that AI is already resolving 90% of customer service tickets, and he called it the beginning of a, quote, golden age of service. Aircall's Tom Chen described a rapid shift from SaaS to agentic workflows that's happening faster than anyone modeled. The Cognitive Revolution's Glean episode was the most sobering counterpoint. Adoption is real, but the hidden human oversight cost is being systematically undercounted. Rebecca Hines' research at Glean's Work AI Institute found that employees are spending significant untracked time validating, correcting, and supervising AI outputs. That's a product gap, and it's exactly the observability problem OpenClaw can address. Notable research and technical advances. Two items worth flagging. First, Axiom Math secured significant funding. The exact number wasn't in the condensed notes, but LatentSpace covered it, for formal mathematical reasoning at scale. This is part of a broader push toward AI that can verify its own outputs, which has direct implications for agent reliability. Second, Ollie Beyrouz at Cornell and Google is working on continual learning architectures that move past the static training paradigm. If agents can learn in deployment rather than just at training time, the entire framework design question shifts. That's a watch item for OpenClaw's architecture roadmap. Standing watch. Mythos Cloud.
Week 1 highlights. June 2026. Latent space. Satya Nadella. No priors x latent space crossover special at Microsoft Build. Latent space. Scaling past informal AI. Karina Hong, Axiom Math. Pivot. Trump's AI stake, SpaceX's IPO froth, and Apple's Siri overhaul.